Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having an absolutely blessed Good Friday today. It's busy as always down here in Florida. We are open at Health Masters, so if you need anything, feel free to email us or call us. And one thing I want to start off with this morning, I know we didn't talk about it much yesterday, so we're not going to talk about it much today, but I wanted to kind of just remind everybody of what we're seeing right now with this media narrative, Trump-Russian collusion hoax, with the Mueller report being exposed now and clearing Trump of all collusion and obstruction. You have to understand this whole bread and circus for the masses that we're seeing right now. There's all this media fodder. Everybody's talking about it, blah, 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 blah. You have to understand one of the primary reasons. You have to look through this entire aspect of what's going on, look through all the smoke, look through all the mud, look through all the lies, look through all the mainstream media narrative, and understand this primarily was done, at least one of the main reasons, was done to completely and totally silence and cripple the alternative media, and if not silence them, discredit them as much as possible. We have seen for the last 2 years, mainstream media has done nothing but accuse Trump of collusion, of treason in some cases that I've seen, every which way before, but not just the Trump narrative. It was his followers, and it was conservatives, and it was alternative media that were lumped into that category. You have to understand that. We've seen the deplatforming of so many people on social media, including ourselves. We have seen censorship on a scale never even imaginable with Facebook, with Twitter, with Google, with YouTube. All these platforms, guys, they have deplatformed all of us. They have labeled us all fake news, Russian bots, every which possible word they could put us under the rug, and basically, essentially, conspiracy theorists, they have done all under this guise. And now, there's no collusion, there's no evidence, but yet, if you guys noticed, there has been no rebuttal, there has been nobody coming forward on the mainstream media and issuing an apology for the alternative media that they have deplatformed. We don't see YouTube, we don't see Google, we don't see Facebook, we don't see Twitter, we don't see Pinterest, we don't see Instagram, we don't see any of these guys coming out now and saying, listen, we're incredibly sorry for lumping in the alternative media conservatives, the Christians, the citizens of this country that have been trying to expose the truth. We are sorry. We are deeply sorry, and we ask you to forgive us for putting out these lies about you for the last 2 years. We will no longer deplatform you. We will allow your information to be spread unfettered, unmolested, on its way to the rest of the population because we were lied to. I don't think I've seen any of that, Dad. Have you?
Austin, they've doubled down. It's not that they have said they haven't. They've doubled down. They're making it worse. I mean, they've doubled down. They've doubled down on the alt media. And you think, and I'm not talking about fake alt media. I'm not talking about that. There's a boatload of fake alt media that's basically Rothschild controlled. I mean, there's a boatload of fake media that says, if you're anti-Israel or anti what they're doing to Palestine, or you're anti-Zionism, or you don't want a third temple rebuilt, and you don't want an Antichrist showing up, you're an anti-Semite or a Nazi. The Nazi, I'm going to say this again. You know, I don't like Hitler. Never did. He did some things right, did a lot of stuff wrong, pretty much wiped out the population of Germany. I have no esteem for him at all right? But what I am saying is this, you know, these people, when I was up in Washington, D.C. last summer, who were marching with steel pipes in their hands, wearing helmets, you know, wearing masks, and as jackboot thugs, you know, beating up people who basically opposed them, who basically are now censoring through these Amazon, you know, cutouts, all books that are basically question the official narrative. These people that are promoting the transgender agenda, all of these people, if anybody's a Nazi, it's these guys. These guys are the ones that now are saying punch a Nazi in the face. I mean, on national TV shows. You watch the video. Well, I don't believe in starting a fight, blah, blah, but sometimes you've got to stop these people from talking. And so a Nazi to these guys is a white Christian male who basically is awake. And you think, well, no, that's not true. Can't be true. Well, that's really true. Because they really hate whites that much. And you think, well, why do they hate whites? I could tell you, you know, I've been doing this show now for 5 years. I mean, we've gone over and over again. It's because of their atavistic hatred of Jesus Christ and of Protestants and of Catholics. They hate Protestants. They hate Catholics. I talked about that the other day on the show. This thing that goes back thousands of years. And this is why they hate white people, because they know that white people aren't easily subdued. You know, in general, we have a relatively high IQ, you know, and so they haven't been able to basically make us, you know, do a bootlicking thing yet. And so they don't want to have to deal with us anymore. They just want to kill us and get rid of us and, you know, depopulate us. That's what we talk about with the Ebola vaccine that's coming out. I mean, they're gonna be pushing an Ebola vaccine. They're not even talking about shedding. If they use live MMR vaccines, they cause measles and mumps for the people who basically give them to other people. It's been proven scientifically. The measles outbreaks are being caused by the people that have been vaccinated, not the people that are unvaccinated. What happens if they inject 100 million people in 1 week or in 3 weeks or whatever? The Ebola takes up to 21 days for hemorrhagic fever to set in. So what if they say, oh, we're having a mass inoculation, go get your Ebola vaccine right now, and 100 million of the people in the United States, or 200 million people, get vaccinated within a few weeks or 3 weeks before the first case of hemorrhagic fever breaks out. And then it'll set up a feeding frenzy. Let me explain what I mean by that. Let's say, for instance, they immunize 50 million people the first week, maybe 10 million the second week, and 5 million the next week. So they got 65 million people immunized. 3 weeks later, bam, 100 cases of Ebola pop out. Boom, next week, 1,000 cases of Ebola pop out. That following week, guys, they're gonna immunize another 100 million, because people are gonna be scared to death. They'll be scared to death. And then all of a sudden, boom, more Ebola, more Ebola, more Ebola, more Ebola. All of a sudden, pretty soon, they go, oh my God! And everybody's running to get shots and not even realizing that the shots are causing the Ebola. Over in Africa, when the World Health Organization would show up and they would be basically doing research and immunizing people against Ebola, they started realizing, the Africans did, that the people that were coming down with the Ebola were the ones getting immunized. And they started stoning the World Health Organization workers and doctors. I mean stoning them, running them out of their doggone camps, telling them they were going to kill you. Because they were bringing this plague with them. And they saw it. You got to remember what they do in these doggone underground laboratories. These boys at Fort Detrick, they don't play boys and girls. This is hardcore biological, let's kill the planet research. And that's what they're doing. And so this is who these guys are. You think about what happened to Notre Dame this week. I mean, all kinds of articles are coming up now. Notre Dame Cathedral, burning false flag, complicity of the Pope, organized by Macron, Merkel, and May, each a Satanist, goal of saving the EU, central banks update. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, now we're seeing all these crazy things that happened, you know, at this area. I mean, there was no electricity in the area where the fires allegedly started, so how could they have a spark from an electrical arc? And no helicopters were brought in to fight the fire. I noticed that. Dysfunctional water spraying machine was a mockery of firefighting performance. The official narrative pretending it was an accident was immediate and clearly on the shelf and ready to go. Timing impossible to dismiss. Intended to prevent announcement of Macron's loss in the national debate inspired by the yellow vests. By the way, he was about to lose France. You got to remember that. The yellow vests were about to cause a doggone revolution in that country.
Yep.
You also remember this. It was an afternote of the anniversary of the Titanic. That was a precursor to the creation of the central banks and subversion of all governments. All of this stuff happened right at the same time, same month. Okay? This was intended to save the global financial system owned by the Satanists by saving the European election in May, anticipate a call for financial solidarity that keeps France trapped in Europe by EU agreeing to pay the renovation of the cathedral. The EU and central banks are now the beneficiaries of this false flag event, along with Macron as a token leader of France on behalf of the satanic deep state. This is all an article that was written by Robert David Steele. And guys, this is so important that you understand something, guys. You know, we have been played. You say played? What do you mean played? I mean played. Pretty much everything we believe. What did Brennan say? He'll know that they accomplished what they needed to with the CIA when everything everybody believes is a lie. And you say, well, that can't be that bad. Can't be that bad. Well, okay, let's talk about Angela Ponce. I think you need to talk about Angela Ponce. Now everybody's going to me, who in the heck is Angela Ponce? I'll spell it for you. A-N-G-E-L-A-P-O-N-C-E. She was Miss Spain last year. if she entered the Miss Universe contest, and quite frankly, she's pretty. You know, she's in great shape, and she didn't win the contest, and probably because she was a guy. I can't believe Ted just said that. Now, this is news, bud. She was the first openly transgender candidate to enter the Miss Universe contest. Now, I got to ask you a question. I've told you, I've gone on a record with what Joan Rivers has said, that Obama and Michelle in the White House, that Obama was gay and Michelle was a tranny. Quote Joan Rivers. I've gone on record to say of many times she's walked down the stairs wearing her little dress and she definitely had something between her legs. And you go, well, you know, whatever. No. This was not a personal hygiene product. I mean, this was a, okay, I'm going to say this in a way, I'm trying not to offend anybody. This is a very well-endowed person as far as from a masculine standpoint who's walking around looking like a woman who basically is a guy who's pretending to be a, she's a tranny. So now we have Angela Ponce, who is beautiful. I mean, if I saw her from a distance or even saw her up close, you know, I would think, oh, wow, she's a pretty girl. And see this bothers me, and I'll be honest with you, excuse the vernacular, it really pisses me off, all right? Because, you know, I'm a 63-year-old heterosexual male. I'm married for, you know, 36 years. I'm blessed beyond measure with the most wonderful wife in the world. But every once in a while, I'll see a pretty girl, and I go, oh, wow, that's a pretty girl. 10 seconds later, I forget about it, whatever, it doesn't make any difference. I don't want to see a guy and think it's a pretty girl. That really irritates me. In fact, this morning when I was preparing for this story, I became physically nauseous. You guys, oh, you didn't get out. No, a guy's about to puke. And it bothered me so much because of the internal conflict that it caused me, because I don't want that paradigm shift, okay? I can't deal with that. To me, you know, a girl's supposed to be a girl and not a guy walking around who looks like a girl. And it's a weird thing when you watch these Miss Universe contests now, if you wonder how many of these girls are actually guys and they're just not telling you. And I'm going to repeat that. How many of the girls in these huge high-level contests are really girls or really guys and not girls? See, this is the transgender movement. This is the Satan movement. This is to make everybody the same gender. You can be a guy. You can be a girl, and you say, oh, you don't feel like that's all right. You're a bigot. All right, okay. I'm a bigot. I have to admit that. I'm diametrically opposed to their value system. If that makes me a bigot, I raise my hand so convicted. I'm not going to pretend like I like girls that are guys or guys. I don't want to be involved with any of this stuff, and it really makes me angry that we had a first lady who's got something between her legs. It makes me angry that Angela Ponce won Miss Spain as an openly transgender candidate. Now, mind you, she had reassignment surgery done, which means she had her genitalia removed, and she went on hormone treatment, and who in the world knows what else she's had done. But the reality is that what the heck has happened to this planet? You know, when you put this Satan bunch in charge, and you give them carte blanche, abilities to do whatever they want to do. Now I'm talking about the Sabbatean Kabbalists who say that they have to turn everything upside down that God made good in order for their Messiah to come back, to resurrect their serpent God from the pit. Why in the world are we supposed to say that this is okay? That these people are okay? That we're involved in all of this and it's all okay? And where in the blankety, 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 blank are the pastors in the pulpit who have compromised? And I talked to Sharon this morning before our prayer time, and I want you guys to know I prayed for you again today. I pray for you all the time. I asked Sharon, I said, it's the pastors who have done this. The pastors have allowed this because they don't want to talk about it, because it's not politically correct, because, again, they lose people when they do this. I mean, U.S. church membership right now is down sharply in the past two decades. Why is that? Why is the U.S. church membership down so much? Well, I'm here to tell you why. Because everybody's sick of the hypocrisy. They're sick of it. I mean, they don't want to deal with this anymore. They don't want to be part of it anymore. Yeah, and they see these pastors, you know, from the pulpit, you know, saying this crazy stuff and basically being cowards and not talking about sin. Here's an article that says, apostasy threatens the body of Christ. Apostasy, from the Greek word apostasia, means a defiance of an established system of authority, a rebellion or abandonment of breach of faith. The Bible warns us against people like this. A Christian priest from Alexandria in 326, who trained at the Antioch University 4th century, and they warned that his teachings were apostate. Guys, think about what these guys are saying. Think about who they are, how they're openly saying from the pulpit that, you know, homosexuality is okay. They've got openly homosexual worship leaders who are openly homosexual. I mean, the majority of preachers and basically Christians have so elevated the love of God, which is very unlimitless, beyond his holiness and beyond his wrath, they basically put an air conditioner in hell. Now, there you go. That's what they've done. These are cowardly compromisers. These are people out there that are willing to tell you whatever you want to hear as long as you give them money and you tithe to them and you give them offerings and you support their lifestyle and their churches. I mean, there's no taking up your cross to deny yourself. There's no repenting and turning from sin. There's no suffering and persecution. That's for sure. There's no coming out from the world. There's no coming out from among them. There's no transformation or to be Christ or to study yourself approved. There's no real truth. There's no real gospel. They don't have that. They're basically doing and giving to people what their itching ears want to hear. It says that in Timothy. In latter days, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Such teachings come through hypocritical liars whose conscience is seared with a hot iron, and they forbid people to marry. And it goes into detail on this. It says, hey, look, guys, these people are here, and they're going to do this. They're going to corrupt the church, and they're going to do it on purpose, and they're going to make you like it. And they're going to say, well, church membership is way down, but our churches have grown, and so we have to be somebody who's going to accept all things from all men because we need to throw out the right bait. Okay, I got this. I got the fact that if you got a non-Christian and you're trying to talk to them about being a Christian, that you don't need to stick a fire hose down their throat. I'm going to repeat that. You don't need to put a fire hose down their throat. You don't need to say to them, by the way, you know, here's this, blah, 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 and read them the entire Bible in 10 minutes or try to, and basically try to force them to become a Christian right on the spot. It's not very effective, especially if you're in a public setting. They're probably going to send a little short bus to come take you away and put you in a little room with a little jacket on, and because they're going to think you're nuts. All right? Now, I'm not saying you're nuts. I didn't say that. But I understand that when you are trying to convince somebody to become a Christian, and you're trying to sell them on the idea of the ideology of Christianity, you got to take it easy with some people, and you got to go slow. But once they become a Christian and they start going to church, you got to start preaching to them holiness. You got to start telling them what the Word of God says. You got to say, look, maybe you're not being blessed because you don't stop lying. You lie all the time. Maybe you're not being blessed because you don't pay your bills. Maybe you're not being blessed because you commit adultery on your wife and she commits adultery on you all the time, and you guys hate each other and you cuss each other and you throw things at each other and you got this horrible marriage. Maybe that's why you're not being blessed. Maybe there's something else you need to do besides just come to church and sing happy happy on Sunday morning. Maybe you need to change your life. They don't do that. Why? Because it's not how they build big churches. If you're going to put 6, 8, 10, 15, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 people in an auditorium, you can't be telling them what they can and can't do. You got to be telling them how happy, happy God is with everything they do and how it doesn't make a difference, how there's no heaven, how there's no hell, how there's, well, I guess you can always say there's a heaven. There's a happy, happy heaven we go to, and there's no hell to shun. That's what they want you to believe, and that you can do whatever you want to do. And then when you get people out there that are trying to tell the truth, they're vilified. They say, well, they're this or they're that or they're this or that. They're bigots because they're trying to convert people to Christianity, which they hate. Like they said, they're sweeping Christianity from Europe like a broom. Now, another study just came out. They're talking about vaccinations. And it says white college-educated Whole Foods moms are deemed the enemy. This would be my wife when she occasionally shops at Whole Foods. It says, if you are someone who has questions about the safety of vaccines or the wisdom of giving so many vaccines at one time over a course of time or a lifetime, or if you question the ethics of forced vaccination laws that deny the right to informed consent to vaccine or risk-taking, or if you simply want to exercise the human right to boldly and autonomy, have for autonomy for yourself and for your children when it comes to medical intervention in general, the chances are you're a college white woman making decent money. How about that? College-educated white woman making decent money. And, of course, now we have college-educated men and professional men and blue-collar worker men who are brilliant in their own careers who listen to our show who are also questioning it. I mean, think about it for a second. If you question the efficacy of the vaccine, the ability of it to work, or you even question the fact that adjuvants may be causing all kinds of problems, you basically are an anti-vaxxer because they want you to be that. Why? Because the most educated people do the least amount of vaccines. Why? Because they read and they understand that there's a problem associated with children who are with these other families that have come down with autism and they're talking to each other. I mean, it's crazy, Austin. What's black is white, what is up is down, what is good is bad. They've turned everything over in this inversion of theirs. This is one of the reasons, let me get a little esoteric with you. This is one of the reasons they like reflection ponds. Because they see the world as reflection underneath what above is below and below is above. They try to force this reflection to become what they want it to be. These guys are Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferian wizards. Okay. Everything is by the numbers. If you look at the numbers on what happened with Notre Dame, the dates, the times, the places, all this other stuff, it's all by the numbers. And it's also to keep Macron in office, because he's about to lose France. The EU is about to lose France. And all of a sudden, they have another thing to look at. Another reason to basically stand against the tyranny of the unwashed masses of yellow vests who obviously were involved in this burning of Notre Dame as far as their public opinions are going, and they weren't. Guys, I'm going on record right now. Notre Dame, in my opinion, was a false flag. A horrible, horrible false flag trying to basically save the satanic group that is losing their throw, their clutches on power, because of people like you who pray against them and pray for God's divine will to be done on this planet every single day. And I love you guys for that. Austin, what do you think?
Yeah, and to add on some weirdness, I was looking at it earlier, and I've got two other confirmations of this. This was very strange as well, is that the 12 apostles that were on the cathedral were taken down literally 4 days before this fire started. And ironically enough, when they took them down, the way they took them down was taking the heads off of all the apostles and running a cable on the inside and then hoisting them down. Now, I've seen numerous statues taken down in the past, and you can use all types of different harnesses and hooks and hoops and everything else. You don't necessarily have to do it this way. Now, if that's the way they decide to do it, that's the way they decide to do it. Ironically enough, though, all these apostles are now down in basically a secure basement, and there was a photo that essentially has surfaced now of all the apostles on pallets with all of their heads beside them. I kid you not. And like I said, this is very strange that the apostles got taken down a couple days before the fire started, and now all of them have been beheaded. They weren't burned in the fire. They were preserved beheaded, and now they said they have no time frame of when the apostles are ever going to be put back up on the cathedral because of all the damage, and they have no idea what the future holds for the rest of the apostles that are now sitting in a basement with their heads beside them on a pallet. Weird to me, because one thing that you do know, and we all know, is that Islam loves to behead people. They are just so keen on cutting people's heads off all the time. Don't know what it is, but they have a weird affinity to chop people's heads off all the time. I think, as Dad said, I think this is a multifaceted attack. I think this is 100% a false flag. This was not only to get the yellow vest to calm down, because now everybody's just like completely distraught. This is a huge monument over there. This is a huge cathedral. Everybody stopped rioting with a yellow vest. On top of that as well, it was a huge appeasement to the Muslim population, maybe possibly to get them to calm down, maybe to get them to capitulate to something else. But one thing that a lot of people have not been talking about at all in France is that there have been a significant amount of attacks in French churches over the last year. I mean, all over the place they have been going on repeatedly, and nobody has been bringing that up whatsoever. They were saying last year alone, on average, there were two attacks per day on the cathedrals and churches in France. A day. There was like over 800 attacks on the churches in France in 2018 alone. Graffiti, vandalism, arson, you name it, they have been occurring. We haven't heard about that at all in the mainstream media. None. They said two attacks a day last year on churches and Christian establishments. And they said in comparison of the 800 on Christian establishments, there were right at 100 on Muslim establishments that year. So there were eight times more attacks on Christian establishments in France than on Muslim establishments in the year of 2018. So the fact that this has happened now, the fact that the apostles were taken down just days before the fire started and they've all been beheaded and they've all been stored away now on pallets and their heads were not added back onto them, which I found very, very odd in this photo. Whether or not they are going to put them back on, I don't know. But very, very strange stuff going on as well. Well, so be aware of this and understand that this is not what everybody thinks it is, in my opinion. There's a lot more going on behind the scenes that people need to realize. Also, too, just to kind of put this out there so everybody is aware, if you're still using Facebook with any type of pertinent data or putting any type of personal data on there, you really need to reevaluate what you're doing with your life, and I mean that sincerely. This week already, you guys, we talked about it briefly yesterday, but I just wanted to establish you. This is what they said. Facebook said on Wednesday that it may have unintentionally uploaded email contacts of 1.5 million new users on their site since May 2016. They said they may have unintentionally uploaded it. The Business Insider has reported that the social media company did harvest the email contacts of the users without their knowledge or consent. But as we already know, last year we learned that users' data was mined by Cambridge Analytica and handed out. We also know this week it was revealed that Facebook shared user data with apps which bought ads on Facebook, and the company has also reportedly shared user data with friends of Mark Zuckerberg, which is almost everybody on Facebook. So Facebook is still one of the largest data mining tools on the face of the planet via the internet. And so people that are still putting their pertinent lifestyle up there, their information, be aware of that. If you really just don't care about your privacy and you really don't care about an entire platform data logging center being built around you and you don't care about an entire file being built on you, then whatever, go on your way. But understand, this is not an accident with Facebook. They do this on purpose. They've done it on purpose for years, since the inception of Facebook. They were doggone funded by the CIA when they first started with Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, it's ironic to anybody else that the CIA and Homeland Security was trying to work on a way to get people to voluntarily upload all of their personal data so they can monitor and data mine everybody's information on a global scale. They chopped that product, the entire production aspect that they were doing, that entire aspect, they shelved it, and then a month later, Facebook came to light, and all of a sudden, Facebook got hundreds of millions of dollars in funding over the next couple of years. It wasn't a coincidence, guys. They knew exactly what they were doing, but they had to do it on a social media platform that was owned and controlled by an independent person. Because if they came out and they said, hey guys, guess what? We're the CIA. We're really cool. You know, we love to spy on everybody. We love to do covert black ops, and we work with the NSA and DHS and every other spy agency, and we came up with Facebook. So we want you to put all of your information and all your photos and all of your private details, your life on here, and we promise we're not going to do anything bad with it. You know, we're just going to monitor it so we can monitor you and spy on you better. It's all for your protection, you know? It's just for your protection. Everybody's going to go, yeah, no, sorry, I'm not going to go on that. That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of in my life. But if you can come up with a college kid who comes up with this company out of nowhere and turns it to a multi-billion-dollar industry and just organically puts together Facebook and somehow acquires hundreds of millions of dollars out of thin air, oh, sure, yeah, that's cool. We'll give him all of our information because he's got to be trustworthy. Use your brain, guys. Stay away from this stuff and don't be putting any information on there. If you're using it for business or marketing, that's one thing. They'll be putting personal stuff on there. I talked to Lana yesterday, and she got notified by, I guess, because we have an American Express card that we use sometimes, and she got notified that if the barcodes on the bottom of your receipt from Walmart and Publix and so forth. If you scan those with an app, she doesn't have the app, but it's American Express app. If you scan the app, American Express will give you more cash back, like 6% more cash back on your purchase. So if you spend $100 on food, they'll give you like another $6 back. And I was like, that's odd. And then I looked at it, and I looked further down, because they had a big contract. I said, don't sign up for that. I said, let me look and see what that is. Oh, and sure enough, when you sign off on it, American Express gets your consent to sell all of your purchase information to any third-party sources that it deems fit to. Meaning what they're going to do is they're going to take that receipt, that information, that purchase ticket of everything you bought, whether it's organic chicken, whether it's organic bananas, whether it be a sub, whether it be beef, whether it be buffalo meat, doesn't matter. Pick what you want out of a supermarket. They're going to sell all that information to not only the vendors and the manufacturers of the food you bought so they can further market you, they're going to sell it to their competitors so those competitors can bombard you with more marketing, with more ads, with more specials to try to get you on their side and get away from that. And that's just the side part of it. That's just the marketing sales aspect of it. They also are going to use it to, again, I'm sure, put it in the NSA and DHS database on everything you purchase, your buying habits, the food you buy, when you buy, what time you buy, where you go and buy, who you go and buy with, and everything in between so they can further build an algorithm around you. Understand that's exactly where all of this stuff is headed. And that's why it's so important that everybody understand, be very careful what you give away with these privacy things. Be very careful what you hand over in, you know, in lieu of a couple dollars extra in cash back. Because at some point in time, we're all going to take a step back and say, golly, I cannot believe I handed over all of my privacy, all of my personal purchases, everything I did with my entire life on social media and outside of social media, and I handed it over to the deep state so they could build an algorithm on me. That's why they have the refrigerators that listen to you, the TVs that record you, the Alexa devices that listen to everything you say in your house at all times. All that stuff is voluntary, guys. You don't have to have it in your house. You don't have to use it. So be aware of that when you're purchasing new appliances, when you're using credit cards, or when you're going out and allowing third parties to take your information, including in Facebook, who just does it at will now. They don't even try to act like they're hiding anything anymore. Oh, we uploaded 1.5 million emails from new users and we sold them to third parties. Oh, we may have unintentionally done that. Whoops, my bad. Well, we won't do it again. Guys, they've done this like 50 times now. You guys really think that's unintentional? They're going to continue doing it as long as people keep voluntarily putting their information on that social media platform, Deb.
Facebook, I told your mom, I'm going to put it this way, I didn't tell her, I don't try not to tell her what to do. I suggested to her a few months ago, I said, you know, this thing with Facebook really needs to go away. And she agreed, and she stopped posting on Facebook. Now, let me explain something else to you about Facebook. Facebook, the way they set it up, becomes very addictive because of dopamine triggers. And there are people who literally spend 4 or 5 hours a day on Facebook, looking what other people are doing with their lives, looking where other people are traveling with their lives, looking what other people have bought with their money. And it turns into this giant envy site, what it is. And it causes a lot of problems with people because it causes a lot of sadness and depression because, you know, little Johnny last month went to Europe. Little Johnny, you know, your little David last year went to, you know, Spain or they went to Asia or whatever. Why don't you take me there? Why don't we get to go there? Why do they have a new TV? Why do they have a new car? It's just a big weirdo site, guys. Don't get involved in it. Stay away from it. And I told my wife, I said, you know, I said, I don't like any of this stuff. I said, you know, I mean, it's nobody's business, you know, if I buy a new blender. I mean, why does everybody have to know that I bought a blender? Does anybody really want to know that I bought a blender? Well, you guys probably asked me what kind of blender did you buy. I mean, what you guys, but I mean, anybody besides you guys, what kind of, I mean, but it's, I mean, it's just not a big deal. Why do people want to do this? Remember, they're controlling you and they're selling your information. By the way, Breitbart, who finally woke up before he was killed. He woke up because he and my buddy Mancal Mueller were good friends. They're good friends. And Breitbart had a story that he was going to release that was going to bring down everything. He finally had awakened and he realized that he had been basically, now this is my opinion, that he was played as a pawn and he had had enough of it. and all of a sudden he dies, killed in a car accident. Very strange death, really weird stuff how he died. And he was basically going to release this information. Well, Breitbart's still going because he's gone. And, of course, the information was never released. And remember, Breitbart, before he died, before he had his awakening, before he had his epiphany, he had a big gay party. You think, well, you're kidding, aren't you? No, look it up. Breitbart has a gay party. And you look it up. I mean, this guy, again, is a Rothschild, was a Rothschild, in my opinion, control flunky, just like the other big main aggregators are. Now, here's what happened in Breitbart this week, or this is the day. Here's the title. John Podesta, Mueller Report, lays out devastating case against Trump. Now, what it should say, according to WikiLeaks, the blood drinking, body fluid drinking, soul cooking, weirdo, perverted, John Podesta slams Trump about the Mueller report to maintain a narrative against Trump and to maintain the friction of the right and the left to control the desired outcome of the population's attitudes and beliefs, to create as much energy from negativity and hatred as he possibly can. That's what the title should say, in my opinion. It's not what it says. Because this is, again, the narrative. John Podesta, soul-cooking John Podesta, you know, Moloch-worshipping Hillary Clinton with her chicken to Moloch in the backyard that she spoke about. These are the people who are controlling the energy fields around the planet because these people are cutouts. It's like Austin said, you really believe Jeff Zuckerberg is worth $50 billion, $100 billion? He starts something in his garage called Facebook and basically, you know, he becomes so big so fast. Guys, if the CIA search engines and all the aggregate data isn't pushed in a certain direction, you don't get the kind of exposure like that on the internet that you're going to get. It doesn't happen. They want you to believe you can do this generically. No, no, no. Bill Gates starts in his garage, drops out of college, starts Microsoft, worth $100 billion. No, no. You know, Andrew Carnegie, no. Rockefeller, no. No, 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 no. J.P. Morgan, no. No, no, none of them. With the exception, maybe, of Henry Ford, because he hated those international bankers. I mean, he hated them. So, guys, here's the thing. This world, again, is being controlled from an energy standpoint, because they don't see, like I told you before, they don't see money as currency, as a dollar bill. They don't see it as that. They see it as an energy flow. They see you as an energy flow. They see the entire planet as an energy flow from an esoteric standpoint. This is how they manage to manipulate the fabric of time-space. Let me give you a little heads up here. One of the things that witches like to do, now this is really important, you listen to me for a second. They like to get a sample of your DNA. They want fingernails. They want hair, the hair follicles. They want something from you so that when they do their little seances, they've got something from you they can focus on because they know that those body parts of you contain the energetic frequency of your DNA and of you, and it's unique to you. I'm going to teach you something I haven't taught you before right now. I kind of wish I didn't know all this stuff, but that's what they want. That's why you always see them doing this when they do their voodoo and all this other stuff. They'll take a piece of hair that was the real hair from the person, fingernails or whatever, attach it to the voodoo doll, attach it in their satanic ceremonies that they're doing. This is why people like Madonna, now listen to me, when they go to a hotel, they send in a DNA cleanup crew after they leave. I kid you not. No hair follicles, no fingernails, nothing. DNA cleanup crew after they leave. Because Madonna's a witch, openly a Kabbalist. She knows what they do and how they do it. She doesn't want to be a victim of these people. So she has DNA cleanup crews coming behind her. Now she's openly coming out with another big sex thing, big sex push again. They're using her again as a perverted instrument to do their bidding. Austin, what do you think?
No doubt about it. That's exactly what they've continued to do with a lot of this mainstream media, and then they've continued to push this perverted ideology, as you talked about before. And this is just something, you know, it's Friday, it's Good Friday. There's a lot of this stuff that we're seeing here, and this is why I try to talk about it so much, because it's so important of what you allow, especially your kids to watch. Because as an adult, you know, as you get older, you pretty much awake. By the time you're 23, 24, you're either going to be starting to wake up or you're not going to wake up. You can still wake up later on in life, but you're pretty much a concrete, rational thought. You're going to do what you're going to do at that point. The younger kids, you know, once you're still under that 20, 21, 19, 18, 17, and all the way down, you're much more impressionable. You're able to be manipulated much easier. And that is what these Satanists and these bankers and all of these guys in this whole globalist New World Order have figured out, is that it's very easy to manipulate these younger kids. And if you do it early enough and as much as you can change the entire way that they see the world, the entire way that their outlook is on the entire platform. And that is why they're pushing this transgenderism so much. That's why they're pushing this transgender storybook time at libraries. And I mean, and shame on those mothers that are taking their kids to that. Right? This is a library. This is a public library. It's a choice to go there. You're not forced to go to the library. These parents are voluntarily taking their kids to be exposed to this drag queen, transgender, perverted, sadistic lifestyle at a very, very young age. Why are they doing it? Why are they allowing it? Why are they pushing it? Why is the drag queen pedophilia movement pushing it? Because they want to get that younger generation as twisted and as confused as they possibly can as early on, so that way, as they get older, it is completely and totally normalized. As Dad said, I'm a bigot with a lot of stuff. I don't want a grown man that acts like a female to go to the bathroom with my daughter. I don't think a teenage boy needs to be in a high school locker room with a female locker room. These things are just not acceptable to me. They're not okay. I'm very bigoted towards them. But if you can continue to brainwash the younger generation over the next 10, 15, 20 years, this will no longer be unacceptable behavior to them. It will be normalized behavior. And that's what they want to do, is remove the entire social, moral, Christian fabric of this society, dissolve it and dilute it into nothing, simply a puddle on the ground that you sweep away outside, and everybody goes, oh, what was that? Oh, that was just a Christian belief. We don't follow those anymore. That's that old ancient relic ideology. We don't listen to that. We're in this new world order, transgenderism rules. Everything's okay with to do whatever you want. That's what they're wanting to push. So then they can bring in that satanic religion, that one world religion that, again, everybody's so confused. They're going to go, oh, okay, we're a Christian, Jew, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu. That's a religion now. One big giant mesh. Anybody can do anything and get to God anyway, and that's the way you want to go. And that point in time, people will no longer have salvation through Christ, because there's only one way through the Father, and that's through Jesus. We understand that. So once you pervert the population's ideology enough, and once you twist it and confuse them enough, they will not know how to get to heaven any further. And in my opinion, that is one of the main goals of what they're trying to do now with a lot of this ideology. Another thing we saw weird ago too now, we see now that Kushner, who's had zero background in anything, has now produced a peace plan between Israel and Palestine. Whether or not this is going to work, I highly doubt it is, but it's very strange to me is what this guy has been involved in. You guys know, I mean, this is just facts. 2 years ago, President Trump essentially bellowed out to the world that Jared Kushner, who has never held a job as a politician, never been a politician, zero background, has not even done anything on a community level, hasn't even been a city commissioner, has done nothing in the political realm, or has never been a diplomat at all in any position for any government at all, period, joined the Trump administration and somehow became this carte blanche immunity diplomat to do whatever he wants. I talked to you guys a couple of weeks ago. He goes over there to Saudi Arabia, has meetings with these guys without even the United States diplomats or the United States individuals from those countries at all. The ambassadors of the country, nobody shows up. These closed-door meetings with these leaders over there that shows up and goes, oh, I'll tell you guys about what I talked about later. Don't bother me right now, ambassador. This doesn't concern you. And they go, Yeah, it kind of does concern me. You show up out of nowhere and start having meeting with leaders, and you're not even anything. You're basically this figurehead that Trump's appointed to do whatever you want with no oversight, no regulatory body, nobody to even keep him in checks and balances, no significant title that he has, by the way. If you guys know that, he can do whatever he wants, but he's not bound by anything, and now somehow he's producing this formula that's supposed to fix the violence and tension between Israel and Palestine. I don't know what this boy is up to, but it is something really, really strange, the level of autonomy he has received from the Trump, and not even the Trump administration, from Donald Trump himself. You guys remember, he's like Donald Trump's right-hand man now with stuff, and he has zero oversight, he doesn't have to answer to anybody. The only person he allegedly has the answer to is Trump, and I find that hard to believe with what this kid's involved in. I mean, he's my age. He's like 36 years old with zero experience and zero anything, and now all of a sudden he's this big ambassador to the world and can do anything he wants in the Middle East. Very odd now that he has this peace plan. Because remember this, guys. The Antichrist is supposed to bring in peace. Allegedly, from what we know, that's supposed to bring in peace, global peace to everybody with whatever he does. So there's been rumors about what Jared Kushner is involved in. There's been rumors about what he could be. I don't know. I really don't know. There's no way for me to prove that. But the fact that he's doing what he wants to do whenever he wants to do it with no oversight in the Middle East, and now he's got this great big peace plan that's supposed to be amazing, very, very shady to me, Dad, to say the least.
Well, he's being brought up. I'm telling you again, you know, if he's not the Antichrist, I mean, everything's about getting the temple rebuilt. Okay, I've put three postings on the Health Masters database website, for you guys to read. Here's the first one. Madonna, this is from the Mirror. Madonna points a DNA team to sterilize her dressing room after she's used it. Here's the next one. Sterilization team clears away Madonna's DNA. Here's the next one from the Daily Mail. Paranoia. Madonna orders sterile sweep of her dressing room after each gig to prevent fans from stealing her DNA. Guys, I don't make this junk up, man. This lady is bizarre. But she understands. She knows what frequency is, and she understands what they do with cabal. She gets it. Because what we have to understand, guys, is this. This is an article that Freeman did a long time ago, years ago, and I'm going to read you part of it real quick. So I have so much stuff that we believe is fake. We've got fake news. I mean, we've got fake journalism. We've got fake entertainment. I mean, we've got transgenders competing as men. I mean, what the heck is it? How much more fake can it get? We got fake corporate PR and advertising pushing stuff that's complete lies. We have fake medicine that's killing people. I mean, 12,000 deaths a year from just unnecessary surgeries. I mean, 80,000 deaths from infections acquired in hospitals. I mean, it never ends. We have fake scientific research. We saw that with Duke. We have fake acquired immunity from these vaccines that you have to get over and over and over again. You don't have immunity from that. We got fake food that's completely DNA modified and GMO modified and covered and soaked in glyphosate. We've got fake water that is low with fluorine and chlorine, all kinds of other chemicals. Now they're finding that more bottled water that's being done and sold by Whole Foods contains arsenic in it. Arsenic in the water at Whole Foods than the bottled water now, mind you. And multiple other waters are being found that contain arsenic and fluoride. We have fake choices. We think we have a choice. We don't have a choice. We don't have a choice with the Federal Reserve. We never get to ask. We weren't asked as we the people if we wanted red flag gun laws in the state of Florida. We didn't want to ask that. We have fake money. It's basically fiat currency. We have a fake economy that's completely and totally manufactured. I mean, it's nuts. We have fake free markets. We have fake free trade agreements. We have fake accounting. We have trillions of dollars lost in the Pentagon. They don't know where the world went. $20 trillion gone. We got fake welfare. We got fake government. We got a fake republic. We got a fake democracy. We got fake elections. We got fake national security. We got fake defense. I mean, we got fake education. We're not educating the kids. We're educating the kids to be in the debt and be debt slaves the rest of their lives. We got fake law. We got laws that apply to me and you that don't apply to Hillary Clinton and the rest of them. They can do whatever they want to do. There's no law. There's no rule of law. We have fake rights. We don't have rights. We basically get discriminated against all of the time through affirmative action. We have fake consent, fake morality, fake spirituality. Claim to be a Christian, claim to be this, claim to be that. And you find out you're just another New Ager weirdo. It's weird. We have fake clouds. We have fake with geoengineering. I mean, our clouds are fake, for heaven's sakes. We have fake lone nut killers that never get to be interviewed. They never get to go online. I mean, some people are even coming out now saying that Assange was killed years ago because nothing substantial has come out from WikiLeaks now in the past 3 years, ever since Pamela Anderson met with him. He was very, very sick after Pamela Anderson brought him food into the embassy. And some people are saying that Assange was faked. his arrest. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. God, who knows? We got fake false flag events that constantly never, ever ending with 9/11, perfect example. We got fake crisis actors, fake pandemics. This author goes on to say fake moon landing with Apollo 11. It looks pretty fake to me. Fake International Space Station, fake spacewalks. Now, I don't know. I've seen something fly over before. It looks like it looks like the International Space Station. But, you know, we don't know what we've got up there. We've got fake authority over us. We've got, you know, all these things that people are saying now. We have a holographic universe. So that's all fake. So, I mean, here's the thing. It's like John Brennan said, like I said earlier in the show. With everything that everybody believes is a lie, we've completed our job at the CIA. Guys, that's what we try not to do on the show. I remember a month or so ago, I made a mistake and I said something about a quote out of one of Donald Trump's books. And I missed it. And Jeff Rentz contacted me and said, hey, Ted, I want to look at this again. And I looked at it, and I'd spent about 3 minutes on the show about this particular topic. And I said, you're right, bud. I missed it. It was another author who had written part of his book who had said this about Trump himself. I deleted the entire show off the archives. It was erased. It went away. I could have deleted the 3 minutes and left the show up. I didn't do that. I deleted the entire broadcast. It went away. If you heard it live, you heard it. That was it. Maybe I think it was on one or two times on the archives, and it was gone. We played the show from the day before in the evening shows. I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be that guy. If I messed up, I messed up. And then I came out and told you guys I messed up the next day. And I went and told Jeff Rentz's listeners, because I was on his show that week, that I'd messed up on that. Because I'm not doing that. If I can come out and give you information to the best of my ability, that's all I can do. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to let you guys know that I care about you. You know, when I tell you, you got to build your immune system up. You got to take D3K2 iodine. Vitamin C. But guys, with this Ebola thing coming up, these guys are a bunch of sickos. You think they care if they kill you or me? You think they care if they killed 200 or 300 million people in the United States with hemorrhagic fever? They would be gleeful. They would be dancing around their little bonfire over by Moloch and Bohemian Grove or wherever they'd be hanging out, and basically having a big old blast as far as this massive satanic sacrifice they just did. You think I'm joking? I am not joking. I am not being facetious. These guys took pleasure in what happened to Dresden, the firebombing with up to 500,000 people died in one night. They were happy about it. I mean, they were just... Winston Churchill was an admitted druid. I mean, what? He ordered the bombings. The guy was a sicko. You know, he was a doggone 33-degree Mason along with Stalin and Roosevelt. We've talked about this on the show. This is the secret society that's based in Kabbalism. Masonic lodges are based in the Kabbalah. That's why they want the rebuilding of the Third Temple. I mean, this whole mess that we're taught and we've shown, especially on the mainstream news, that's why I got rid of cable TV. I had enough of it. I got sick of it. I thought, you know what? Nothing's ever. Have you ever wondered why there's nothing on with 500 channels? 500 channels, and there's nothing worth watching. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because the 500 channels are all controlled by the same people giving you the same programming, just with different names and actors. That's all it is. It's all crap. So I was so happy I got rid of that mess. Anyhow, guys, I thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. Guys, have a wonderful Easter. Gosh, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus. Thank you for the resurrection. Guys, it changed everything. It gave us hope and a future. It gave us goals. It gave us direction. It gave us a focus. It gave us someone we could be in covenant with, the Most High God. I mean, if you're going to be in covenant with somebody, you get to choose God Almighty, the great I Am. Are you joking me? How much better can it get than that? I love you guys. I appreciate you so much. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for getting your vitamins from us. If it wasn't for you supporting this show, we couldn't be here. God bless you. Have a great Easter, Austin. I'll do the write-up, and I'll talk to you guys tonight on Doug Hagman.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's going to be on the Hagman Show tonight. I was on it last week, a couple times, I think, actually. And it's always a great show being on there with Doug. And I enjoy it. We always go back and forth on a lot of different stuff. And so there's so much going on right now. There's no question about it. Everybody has to stay awake and as frosty and as healthy as possible. And, I mean, that means really trying to eat as clean as you can right now and staying away from a lot of the high-fat, high toxic foods, high fructose corn syrup, all that stuff. I mean, we talk about it. I mean, I had a customer come in the other day, and he ended up putting an order in, and I ended up giving him one of the cookbooks to have his wife start cooking for him healthier food. And that's why we put that Eat Clean and Be Healthy cookbook together. Because people email me all the time and ask me, well, what meals should I eat? We already put it together. We worked on it for 2 years. I mean, that's why we put that cookbook together. So you can eat really clean, healthy foods, and you have an idea from top to bottom, whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert, whatever. We have all kinds of different meals in there. So, I mean, when you need some information or you want to know what to eat or what we eat, that's what we did with that cookbook. We literally took 2 years of foods, diet prep, clean. I had a couple contest prep diets in there. Bulk meals, Thanksgiving meals, cheat meals, just overall healthy meals, low-carb meals, high-protein, high-fat meals, you name it. We put all kinds of stuff together in that so everybody has the idea and the knowledge of how to eat clean, because the only way we're going to continue to fight against this oppression is what it is, the yoke of tyranny, is by staying healthy, by staying awake, by staying mentally acute, because you can only do so much if you can't get off the couch because you're so tired and you're so exhausted, or you can't function because your mental acuity has gone to crap because you're on statin drugs. There's so many different things you can do, and that's why we put them all on the website at healthmasters.com. You can go on there, read the articles, watch the videos, email us if you have a specific question about a product, and if you have another question you want, you can also call us up at the Health Masters, and our staff here can help you out immediately. And we appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for your support. Be sure to check out the website. The product of the week is the main one and only organic CBD oil that has been a huge hit. I love the product. I take it every night. Really helps out with recovery and inflammation after my heavy workouts. On sale right now for over 10% off, so be sure to check that out. And for a very limited time, much longer, I think it's going to be going until next week, the magnesium brain food, the superfood that we have, magnesium brain food, magnesium CNA, is on sale right now for a summer super sale of over 15% off on the website at healthmasters.com. So be sure to check that out if you guys want. We appreciate you guys. Thank you for your support. Have a blessed Easter weekend. Have a blessed weekend. And be safe, and we'll talk to you guys again Monday, as always.